Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida. Okay, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast, and today another big treat for y'all, all 17, 18 of our followers, viewers. Today we are again, this is kind of part two of the William Bartram expedition, and we're basically repeating, following in his footsteps, his travels over in our area, with the exception of that Dixie County part. We're not doing that. But today, our goal today is we will replicate his trip to Manatee Springs. Now, as it's written, he had gotten an opportunity. The friendly Seminoles there at Tallahassee had loaned them a canoe, which afforded him the opportunity to explore. They were hanging out for a few days waiting on White King to return to Tallahassee. So he had a free day, if you will, and a canoe, and so they were able to paddle the approximately 6 miles downstream to Manatee. So he explored Manatee, went up into the Spring Run, kind of documented the plants and animals and such that he saw there, and
found they had just cleaned a manatee.
They just cleaned a manatee. Man, don't you know that? You know, it is a sea cow.
Oh, it must be just delicious, I could imagine. Gosh. Not that we have ever tried.
No, no, and I would not encourage, you know, you to go, butcher a manatee.
Harpoon a manatee.
Right.
Do not do that.
Do not do that. Right. Didn't hear that from us.
Right.
However, should Doug and I find ourselves in a survival situation out there today?
I just bet. I bet it would be a cut with a lot of a delicious fat.
Oh, man. I think it'd be. Hey, and furthermore, as you watch our expeditions that Doug and I post here online, just remember we are trained professionals. We grew up in this area. We have received extensive training.
Yes.
In all manners of frontiersmanship. So do not attempt this on your own at home. But we're going to do that today. We've decided, you know, the Seminole, Doug, they didn't just go to Manatee. They paddled all the way to Cuba.
All the way to Cuba to get coffee.
And spiritus liquors.
Spiritus liquor, yeah.
We will not be paddling to Cuba, but we have made the executive decision
to get some spiritus liquor. Just kidding. Now.
Yeah. No, we made the executive decision to continue on and bypass that pay fee at Manatee Springs.
Right. We'll go in the run maybe and explore.
Yeah, we're going to go in until they tell us we got to pay. Then we're going to paddle back out. But no, we have decided that we're going to continue on to Fowler's Bluff, the Treasure Camp store.
We might do a podcast on that store.
I suspect we are going to be hungry by the time we get there. It's going to be about 15 miles. So a real good kayak trip. And we're headed right now. We're going to, just kind of the way we do things, we're going to hide the kayaks in the woods up here. And then we got to move a vehicle to Fowler's Bluff. a lot of logistics that the viewers don't see behind the scenes. We just make it look easy.
You have to hide things around here.
You have to hide things.
Anything you could get a little meth money for, you got to hide.
Yep. Anything that can be easily taken to a pawn shop must be hidden. So we're working on that right now, all those logistics. But once we get out on the open water, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. And we will get back with you there and continue following in the footsteps of William Bartram. Okay, I want to remind everyone about today's podcast. If you want to catch the video version, feel free to go to our YouTube channel, Palm and Pine Podcast. You'll find us there on YouTube. For today, we're at the site of Tallahassee now in this portion of the podcast and launching our
kayaks so we can make that trip to replicate Bartram's trip down to Manatee Springs. So while that's happening in the background, I thought I would read at least Bartram's description of that same day when he himself left from Tallahassee to travel by canoe down to Manatee. So having supplied ourselves with ammunition and provision, we set off in the cool of the morning and descended pleasantly, riding on the crystal flood, which flows down with an easy, gentle, yet active current, rolling over its silvery bed. How abundantly are the waters replenished with inhabitants! The stream, almost as transparent as the air we breathe. There is nothing done in secret except on its green, flowery verges, where nature, at the command of the Supreme Creator, hath spread a mantle as a covering and retreat at suitable and convenient times, but by no means a secure refuge from the voracious enemy and pursuer. Behold the watery nations and numerous bands roving to and fro amidst each other. Here they seem all at peace. Though incredible to relate, but a few yards off near the verge of the green mantled shore, there is eternal war, or rather slaughter. Near the banks, the waters become turgid from substances gradually diverging from each side of the swift channel, and collections of opaque particles whirled to shore by the eddies, which afford a kind of nursery for young fry, and its slimy bed a prolific nidus for generating and rearing of infinite tribes and swarms of amphibious insects, which are the food of young fish, who in their turn become a prey to the older. Yet when those different tribes of fish are in the transparent channel, their very nature seems absolutely changed, for here is neither desire to destroy or persecute, but all seems peace and friendship. Do they agree on a truce, a suspension of hostilities? Or by some divine influence is desire taken away? Or they are otherwise rendered incapable of pursuing each other to destruction? About noon, we approach the admirable Manatee Spring, 3 or 4 miles down the river. This charming nymphium is the product of primitive nature, not to be imitated, much less equaled by the united effort of human power and ingenuity. As we approach it by water, the mind of the inquiring traveler is previously entertained and gradually led on to greater discovery. First, by a view of the sublime dark grove lifted up on shore by a range of curved chain of hills at a small distance from the lively green verge of the river on the east banks. As we gently descend floating fields of the Nymphaea nelumbo, intersected with vistas of the yellow-green Pistia stratiotes, which cover a bay or cove of the river opposite the circular woodland hills. It is amazing and almost incredible what troops and bands of fish and other watery inhabitants are now in sight, all peaceable and in what variety of gray colors and forms, continually ascending and descending, roving and figuring amongst one another, yet every tribe associating separately. We now ascended the crystal stream. The current swift, we entered the grand fountain, the expansive circular basin, the source of which arises from under the bases of the high woodland hills near half encircling it. The ebullition is astonishing and continual, though its greatest force or fury intermits regularly for the space of 30 seconds of time. The waters appear of a lucid sea-green color, in some measure owing to the reflection of the leaves above. The ebullition is perpendicular upwards from a vast, ragged orifice through a bed of rocks, a great depth below the common surface of the basin, throwing up small particles or pieces of white shells which subside with the waters at the moment of intermission, gently settling down around about the orifice, forming a vast funnel. At those moments when the waters rush upwards, the surface of the basin immediately over the orifice is greatly swollen or raised a considerable height, and then it is impossible to keep the boat or any other floating vessel over the fountain. But the ebullition quickly subsides yet before the surface becomes quite even. The fountain vomits up the waters again and so on perpetually. The basin is generally circular, about 50 yards over, and the perpetual stream from it into the river is 12 or 15 yards wide and 10 or 12 feet in depth. The basin and stream continually peopled with prodigious numbers and variety of fish and other animals, as the alligator and the manatee, or sea cow, in the winter season. Part of a skeleton of one, which the Indians had killed last winter, lay upon the banks of the spring. The grinding teeth were about an inch in diameter, the ribs 18 inches in length, and 2 inches and a half in thickness. Bending with a gentle curve, this bone is esteemed equal to ivory. The flesh of this creature is counted wholesome and pleasant food. The Indians call them by a name which signifies the big beaver. My companion, who was a trader in Tallahassee last winter, saw three of them at one time in this spring. They feed chiefly on aquatic grasses and weeds. The ground round about the head of the basin is generally level for the distance of a few yards, then gradually ascends, forming moderately high hills. The soil at the top is a light grayish sandy mold, which continues some feet in depth, lying on a stratum of yellowish clay, then clay and gravel, then sand, and so on, stratum upon stratum, down to the general foundation of testaceous rocks. In other places, a deep stratum of whitish, chalky limestone. The vegetable productions which cover and ornament these eminences are generally live oaks, Magnolia grandiflora in the creek tongue, Tullacluco, which signifies the big bay, Loris borbonia, or red bay, in the creek tongue, Edamico, this is King's tree, Oleo americana, and liquid amber, with other trees, shrubs, and herbaceous plants common in East Florida. The hills and groves environing this admirable fountain, affording amusing subjects of inquiry, occasion my stay here a great part of the day, and towards evening we returned to town. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast. All rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.